This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke with some great news for Sounders fans. All-star forward Clint Dempsey is back after missing the end of last season because of an irregular heartbeat. Remember that even without Dempsey, the Sounders won their first championship. So now that he's back, surely they can start making more room in the trophy case, right? Well, Steve Clare says maybe not. He's the owner and editor of the soccer news site Prost America. He says the Sounders might be better off without Dempsey.
I'm entered in controversial water right from the start here, which is a tribute to how good you are at probing questions. But I kind of felt that Clint, either A, because of his health, or B, because of his attitude, wasn't quite giving his all for the side during the losing run. Now, at the time I was making those observations, I did not know about his illness. So I gave myself some leeway from being cruel on the guy. But really, without him, it would be hard to convince many people watching Sounders in the second half of the season. This is a team who have lost their best player, the guy that makes them tick, and this is a sticking plaster of an operation. Because they looked a thoroughly decent side in the second half of the season without the guy, which prompted many people to ask, if you have a winning team that's playing well, do you automatically shake things up when your highest paid player becomes more available?
So the coach has a puzzle to work out here, but are Sounders fans feeling pretty happy, excited right now with the return of Clint Dempsey?
Sounders fans were talking about this, and the reaction was, I wouldn't say euphoric, it was pleased, but that's now been all overshadowed by this morning's news that former beloved star Freddie Montero has gone to the Vancouver Whitecaps. And that has put the presence of Dempsey very much in the spotlight. Some fans are juxtaposing which of the two you would rather have, the two played together. And I think more relevantly, are the amount of the resources that Sounders FC put into Clint Dempsey in a very high salary, what is that not freeing money up for? Could they have pursued Montero had they not had Clint on the wage bill? And some fans are saying, you know, of the two, I'd rather have Montero. So there's a healthy debate going on out there.
Right. Maybe we could have got Freddie Montero back. Finally, Steve, Sounders are the champs. They won the MLS Cup. For the first time, the champs visit the White House. That's how it goes. So are the Sounders going to be giving President Trump a jersey?
Well, I think they might just cut out the middleman and go straight to the Kremlin. But seriously, it's also well known both Garth Lagerwey, the GM, Adrian Hanauer, the now majority owner, and Joe Ross, the former majority owner, they're all very prominent Democrats and outspoken Democrats. And, you know, we live in Seattle, and you know the soccer demographic. King County leans heavily to the left. Sounders support has a very solid core in North Seattle, which is even more left than normal Seattle. I think, and I'm told by the club there's been no invitation issued yet, I think Adrian Hanauer would breathe a huge sigh of relief if the invitation was never forthcoming, because I don't think anybody, you know, in Seattle and in the soccer world really wants a photo to be taken with Donald Trump. So, but if the invitation does come, and you know the president doesn't take his unpopularity very seriously, I think the New England Patriots boycott, I think six so far, that will be nothing compared to the number of Sounders that don't want to go and be seen with this man. So, yeah, it's a story yet to happen. You and I in the media will love it. But I think there may be, in my gut, some casual conversations urging the White House not to issue the invitation.
Steve Clare owns and edits the soccer news site Prost America. And you can check out Prost America's book, the 2016/17 Women's Soccer Yearbook. We're tweeting out a link to that right now at KUOW.